This is RNZ Pacific News. I'm Fino Fanua, Talofa Lava. The more than 1,000 casualties of war, including 84 Royal Australian Navy crew members who died on the HMAS Canberra during the Battle of Savo Island in the Solomon Islands, have been remembered on the final day of the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Guadalcanal commemorations. Four Allied ships were claimed during the Battle of Savo Island. Pacific Waves host Coroy Hawkins has been in Honiara for the anniversary.
World War II commemoration services here in the Solomon Islands have come to a close. Delegates from the US, Australia, New Zealand and the former enemy Japan have come together to remember the suffering war veterans endured throughout the World War II Battle of Guadalcanal, paying special tribute to the Solomon Scouts and Coast Watchers and their families. The final official event, a memorial service for the HMAS Canberra, has been held at the Rove Police Park in Honiara on Tuesday.
It's been a little over a month since borders reopened in the Solomon Islands, and the capital Honiara is a hive of activity. Major construction projects for the 2023 Pacific Games and road infrastructure have turned the eastern part of the capital into a dust bowl. But nestled in and around the city hub, the country's biggest hotels, the Heritage Park, the Mendana, and the King Solomon Hotel, have all provided some respite for international travelers. The hotel's Kiwi owner, Sue Kennedy, says it's been a difficult going 2 years without visitors.
It's been incredibly hard. We've managed to keep all of our staff on. You know, they only worked a few days a week because, I mean, there was hardly anyone here. Quarantine bookings were keeping us going. And then we did sort of keep the bars and restaurants open, but there was only a very small amount of people coming through. So it's been very tough on everyone. But, you know, we're still here.
Papua New Guinea has officially elected its first female MP in over a decade. The 52-year-old economist Rufina Pita is a member of Papua New Guinea's main opposition party, the People's National Congress. She won her election for a seat in the electorate of Central Province, where she will also serve as governor. Preliminary results of Papua New Guinea's general election shows the ruling party leading by 36 out of 99 seats. NASA says the eruption of the Hunga Tonga Hunga Ha'apai volcano in January has exacerbated global warming. According to NASA scientists, the volcano released approximately 14.5 billion liters of water into the stratosphere, which will slow down the dissipation rate of sulfate in the atmosphere. The slower dissipation of sulfate means the atmosphere will become warmer, say scientists. NASA says it's the first time a volcanic eruption has been observed to impact the climate with water-generated warming. Tonga police have announced a temporary closure of one of Tonga's main roads due to safety concerns. According to police, the 35-kilometer-long Taufa'ahau Road, which runs through Nuku'alofa's CBD, is being suspended so that road signs and markings can be put up. No time frame has been mentioned for the closure of the road, which is the busiest in the kingdom. Taufa'ahau Road is the only paved road that connects Nuku'alofa to Tonga's main airport. An offer of research detailing racism and tokenism faced by Māori and Pacific postgrad students says serious change is needed at universities. The paper published today in the Journal of the Royal Society of New Zealand is based on the responses of 43 students in so-called STEM subjects, science, technology, engineering, and maths. Many detailed being made to feel out of place, having their place at university questioned, or being made a token representative for funding applications. Sariana Nayepi says she's getting more than just enough complaints from Maori and Pacific students.
We haven't taken on the structures that make people leave the system. And so that's really what we're talking about here, is how do these different experiences help us to understand how the structures at play make Māori and Pacific choose not to enter the academy or enter the research workforce.
Sariana Nayepi says the end result is poor research from institutions. Wallace and Futuna recorded its first cases of the COVID-19 variant BA5. The territory was previously affected by the variant BA2, less contagious than the BA5. 94 new cases of COVID-19 have been recorded in Wallace Island and 7 on Futuna Island. This brings the total number of cases recorded in the territory since June 27th to 1,503. 10 people are in hospital, and no new deaths have been recorded so far. The director of the public health agency, Dr. Bonnet Worms, told La Première the new variant will take over the less contagious one.
In the samples that we have sent to New Caledonia, it came back 100% as BA5 variant, which doesn't mean that the BA2 is no longer circulating among us. We know that BA5 will very quickly become the dominant variant over the territory.
The current New Zealand administrator of Tokelau, Don Higgins, has told local elders and government officials that legislation on mandatory vaccination against COVID-19 is inconsistent with international human rights. It follows the public backlash over the house arrest of a family who refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Senior Tokelau government official Augustino Vitale says points made by New Zealand's government have been considered. Vitale says there's a clash between the local and foreign rules.
It does actually sort of clashes with the village rules, which does give the people of your sovereign country the power to make rules to keep the harmony in the community.
Taiwan's military began live-fire artillery drills on Tuesday, simulating the defense of the island, according to a spokesperson of the self-ruled island's army. That's following a second round of Chinese military exercises that China has begun in retaliation for a visit by U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Beijing did not announce an end date to the fresh round of military drills, sparking concerns of escalating tensions in the region. Our correspondent, Patrick Falk, reports from Beijing.
Well, China's foreign ministry certainly didn't want to elaborate on any further detail about the continuation of drills, but when asked about it at the daily press briefing here in Beijing, spokesperson Wang Wenbin simply said that the military has already issued a statement and referred reporters to that. That statement, issued by the PLA's Eastern Theater Command, said that the exercises would focus on anti-submarine drills as well as sea assault drills, but it didn't say where exactly they were taking place or how long this might all last.
Poor training facilities and underfunding are a common complaint among sporting associations across Pacific Island nations. Along with COVID disruptions, it's been cited as the main reason for the underrepresentation of Pacific Island nations on the medal tally of the Birmingham Commonwealth Games. New Zealand swimmer and silver medalist Dubo Neufi says she's inspired by the Tongan swimming team, who have had to overcome some major obstacles.
If anything, I was actually so inspired and felt they were kind of like teaching me something when they were talking to me about their swimming pools, because they don't swim in the pool, they swim in the ocean, and they make their own lane rope, and they do their own trainings out in the ocean. And I was just so amazed, because I can never imagine myself ocean swimming, because I'm just terrified of swimming that far.
Commonwealth Games shot put champion Tom Walsh believes a more relaxed environment in Birmingham played a large part in New Zealand's medal success. New Zealand finished the Games with a record 20 gold medals. Walsh says with fewer COVID restrictions than in the past couple of years, athletes were able to focus on their events.
Compared to Tokyo last year, which we still did very well in, but there was just so many restrictions, so many things you had to do on a daily basis. And now with just the extra little bit of freedom, it's kind of just probably loosened people up a little bit, and they can go about their business a lot easier and with not as much stress.
That's it for RNZ Pacific News. You can find more updates at our website, rnzi.com. Have a lovely evening.